little hard to know what today will bring, but I can promise you the folks on the Good Day program will help you have another amazing day. The Doug Way, Jennifer Horn is here, and Richie will be along a little bit. We'll celebrate a special birthday during this hour, have an important 2020 news quiz. And as is often the case, Jennifer, when I do something that's a throwaway, you know, just I kind of mention something or do a couple of silly little things on the air, it gets more
I know.
More
it's always the,
yeah.
the questions that you right. think aren't changing the world.
Well, it isn't
popular.
Even a question. Yesterday, I don't even remember how I got off on this, the business about as you grow older, what seems to make sense or what seems to be the truth versus what didn't seem to be the truth when you were younger.
Mm-hmm.
And so thus I had a list of adult truths yesterday based on, I think, a discussion of the cursive writing that is being curtailed in Indiana, which we've talked about two or three times. It just seems it's one of those little things. Maybe it's not so little. It's a sign of the times. Remember that old song? It's a sign it's of the times. So then the question about learning cursive came out as one of the questions that adults have. That we all know our writing gets a little bit sloppy as we get older, right? Your writing is good now as it was when you were in school?
No way.
No, doesn't it? Just sloppy. If you think about it, you do a pretty good job, but people don't write. That's one of the reasons I write checks and I write notes because I want to keep up. If nothing else, it's good for your brain. And if you're right-handed, you should use your left hand to write once in a while. It's good for your brain.
Can you do that?
What, use your left hand instead of your right hand if you're right-handed? Yeah. You do it.
Try that
the
right
more
now.
You do it, the better it is for your brain. Anyway, that's one of the things that researchers tell you will prevent Alzheimer's and dementia using the motor skills that you haven't used.
So, hey, I know I can use my left hand for a ransom note because that's what it looks like when I write my name.
There you go. All right. Send that money, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. There are a couple of other things, but people love this sort of thing. And somebody named Brooks said, why don't you do more of those? We like to think about. I don't even think there was anything in here worth thinking about. Anyway.
That was fun, and they were true. Things that make people laugh because of the truth in them, those are the best things.
Sometimes I look down at my watch three consecutive times, and still I don't know what time it is. Is that true when you get older?
That is true. That's why you get a digital watch.
Yeah. I love a sense of camaraderie when an entire line of cars team up to prevent some jerk from cutting in. I think I was talking about that as we ended the day.
You talked about that one yesterday. I think you liked that one a lot.
Even under ideal conditions, people have trouble locating their car keys in a pocket, finding their cell phone, pinning the tail on the donkey. But I bet everybody can find and push the snooze button from 3 feet away.
Eyes closed at 3 a.m.
All right, so here's the best one. Save the best for last. The first testicular guard known as the cup, was used in a hockey game in 1874. The first helmet was used in a football game and in hockey in 1974 in hockey. Let's see, doing the math here, it took 100 years for men to realize their brain was as important as their testicles. The cup. 1874, the helmet, 1974. Got it?
Got it.
Okay.
Same kind of area for men.
Yeah, right. Okay. Just worth a chuckle, if you don't mind, please, a chuckle. So here's some food for thought. We are having much discussion on a lot of the political and issue-oriented talk radio programs about the budget problems we have. Are we going to make the August 2nd deadline? Wow. Do you think we can? You think it'll be, we're going to go into default? It's going to be the end of the world? Yada, 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 yada. No, probably not.
What do you think?
I think that someone has come up with an astoundingly simple way to fix the problem. The problem is it's too simple, too smart, and therefore will not be considered. Do you know how much land the United States of America owns? The federal government. How much land? How many buildings? For example, in Los Angeles County, there are, I can drive up and down any major thoroughfare, whether it be Wilshire, Santa Monica Boulevard, you go into the city and you look around Figueroa. There is a government building on every corner. Why do as taxpayers, why does the government of the United States own all those buildings? Why does the government of the United States own all that land? Remember when Bill Clinton was president? You don't often hear me say anything that's real critical of Bill Clinton because he did a lot of good things and things that were a lot smarter than the last couple of guys, including the one that's there now. So, anyway, away from the political side of this to the practical side. Who doesn't think this is a good idea? 800-510-8255. The consideration, perhaps even the requirement, that we begin to sell off the assets that we as taxpayers have procured. Why do we need to own them? We don't. Why not? Especially if it's land that there's no income connected to. We just bought it to protect it. Okay, there's some really good land, and we ought to protect it. However, there are tens of thousands of acres of land that just got usurped, and it doesn't do anybody any good to own it. So why don't we sell it and pay off the debt or somehow or other balance the numbers that everybody's so worried about? Why do we have to borrow more money? Why don't we get rid of some of our assets? If you and I have a problem, I've sold off.
Yeah,
I don't want to tell
you
how much stuff I've sold off in the last couple of years to pay my bills and to keep things rolling.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have to do it and you have to do it, why don't I and you have to do it as the government of the United States?
I have wondered that for a long time. Why don't we cut, cut, cut?
800-510-8255. What is there near you? Look around. Think about what's in your city, your town, your county, your state. What's there that the feds own, you own, that the feds put? I always love this. The United States government property, keep out. Who do you think the government is? Don't you love that? We have
the
wildlife, the national, there's a national refuge here in Massachusetts, hundreds, thousands of acres. Wildlife. Now, I'm not suggesting that we get rid of all of the wildlife. That's not the bottom line. But they've taken so much land. I get into this all the time as a farmer because there are tens, dozens of acres that are just mowed and left to protect the bobolinks and some of this other stuff, where a farmer could use the land after the bobolinks moved off, because about this time of year they're gone. So the land is good and usable for lots of different things. Why is the federal government going to own that? Why? We can protect. There are a lot of ways of protecting various species. So this is, who's thought about this? I don't think anybody's really been thinking.
I haven't. This is a good one.
About this.
I'll give you credit, Dougie. This is
Thank
a good
you.
One.
So I want to know what lands there are around you. I can come up with four or five immediately within 4 or 5 miles of where my farm is here in Massachusetts. Government land that is that's not of any practical value. They don't need to own it. They just do. Why? What do you have near you? 800-510-8255. 16 after on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal, ask for the mature eye care professional.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds. So sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
It's no secret that women love shoes, and chances are that most ladies have experienced fabulitis, discomfort caused by the decision to wear uncomfortable yet fabulous shoes. Fortunately, there's no need to sacrifice style for comfort. Stacy London, Dr. Schultz spokesperson, style expert, and host of TLC's What Not to Wear, shares her secrets for keeping your feet feeling good while you are looking good.
As a stylist, I'm always looking for the balance between fashion and comfort. Like most women I know, I've suffered from fabulitis, which is why I wear Dr. Scholl's For Her insoles. It's my secret weapon for wearing the shoes that I love while getting the comfort I need to feel fabulous.
Purchase a Dr. Scholl's For Her insole product from July 11th to July 17th, and they'll make a minimum donation of $25,000 to Dress for Success Worldwide, helping women feel confident and comfortable. You can also visit facebook.com/Dr. Scholl's For Her to help determine the style of shoes donated, along with Dr. Scholl's For Her insoles to help women in need.
800-510-8255, 18 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. She had an operation yesterday.
I did.
Yeah, she's okay, though, as you can tell.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm doing my
Mark.
Best.
Mark's in Alaska. All right, there's tons of land. For those of you who just joined us, I'm suggesting that in order to fix the budget problems we have, we ought to sell off some of the assets. I'm betting there's 900 jillion million acres of land in Alaska that could be sold, Mark. You agree?
I agree. About 65% of Alaska is owned by the federal government.
Yeah, why?
And much of this, I have no idea.
Yeah. So what do you need to, why do we need to own all that land? Sell it.
Well, sell it, turn it over to private development, you know, and responsible development.
And you're creating jobs.
And the amount of jobs and the amount of income it can produce, revenue from the ores and oil that we could, sell would be tremendous.
Yep.
But I do have to take you to task about one issue.
Okay, go ahead.
That we are the federal government.
Uh-huh.
I believe that the federal government has now become an independent identity.
Really?
Well, we're no longer in control of it.
Yeah, well, that's our fault. We need to do something about that, Mark, because that's not the way it ought to be. James in Florida on land to be sold. What's around you, James, that can be sold?
Well, if it's federal land, it's not much because of the equity. The government is using that as equity for our loans with China, and they're also because of the mineral rights to those lands.
Do you know that for a fact? Like Chinese have a mortgage on federal land? Is that what you're saying?
What else do we have to give them?
Well, but I don't know. Under the circumstances, if they've pledged land that belongs to you and me for debt, I think there's something not very good about that, don't you?
I agree with you. How much land have they bought up in the last 5-10 years? Think about it.
Yeah, well, the Japanese did that, and it didn't work out too well for them. That doesn't worry me as much as just using it as perhaps a liquid asset to be, repossessed if we don't make our payments. I think that's a good idea.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Summertime.
Let's see if we can get Jennifer and Roberta to sing this together. You think you could do a version of this?
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Summertime. Doug Stepin's
Good Day. Maybe you can just accept who I am and love me anyway. Because I'm your son.
Theo, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. No wonder you get D's and everything. Now, I'm telling you, you are going to try as hard as you can. And you're going to do it because I said so. I am your father. I brought you in this world, and I'll take you out. You can do things that sighted people cannot and refuse to try to do.
Will you let me drive your car?
I will not only let you drive it, but with your money, I will sell you my car. But anyway, I am very, very upset because I am the father of these children, and they were sitting at the table drinking. They had champagne, Stephen. My children are drinking, Stevie. I saw the baby, Rudy. Put the bottle up to her mouth.
Just act like you didn't see them, Bill.
Oh, yeah, it's easy for you to say.
There's William Henry Cosby, Jr., born this day, 1937, in the Germantown part of Philadelphia. He was in the U.S. Navy, went to Temple University, active in football and track. Comedy that came naturally to him, though, which brought him through his life. Started out on I Spy in 1965. He is one of our treasures, I think, anyway. The first clip was from his television show. The second was introducing Stevie Wonder at an award show. His stand-up stuff, I think, is legend. Here's a clip. From, isn't it? I mean, he is.
I had the chance to see him not too long ago. He's hysterical.
He is
so funny.
And he's
endeared relatable.
Himself to the audience. That's right. He's relatable.
Mm-hmm.
And has, he just gave $20 million to his alma mater. The guy has just, between the Bill Cosby show, Fat Albert, and the Cosby, he's just, he has epitomized and touched a lot of things in our lives, I think. And so anyway, we've how many people remember the Jell-O ads, the Kodak ad, the Coca-Cola, all of those things as well? Here is a bit of his stand-up. This is the kind of stuff I love from him.
My wife woke me up 4 o'clock in the morning. She said, I want you to go downstairs and cook breakfast for the children. And I looked at
the clock. I said, dear, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. She said, exactly. Go down and cook for the children. They have to go to school. I said, yes, but to eat at 6 o'clock, isn't that bad for your stomach? I mean, they just ate 12 hours ago. My wife said, Bill, get out of that bed and go downstairs and cook breakfast for your children. And I said, well, I don't know what they want to eat. She said, it's down there. Now you'll get out of the bed. I said, but where are the pans? Do we have pans to cook with? She said, Bill, I'm not talking to you anymore. You ask another stupid question, so help me God, I'll get the shotgun out of the closet and blow your face off. So I said, well, there's no need to become violent about this.
I also had a show called Kids Say the Darndest Things that
That's
was
right.
Funny as well. So happy birthday to Bill Cosby, born in the state July the 12th, 1937. His estimated wealth now in excess of $400
million. Wow. He's got it all in pennies.
God bless the guy. 800-510-8255. We're talking about selling off land, federal land, to fix our budget problems. Tim's in Owensboro, Kentucky. What do we have near you, Tim?
Good morning. Good day, sir.
Hi.
I'm saying we've got all kinds of federal buildings. I know that they're selling one off to the city of Owensboro. But my concern is there's two sides to the story. If we sell off the land, that's fine. I agree. We own too much. But let's not sell it off to the Chinese. We've sold enough to them. You know, let's make sure that the people who buy the land are people who should have the land.
I'm not sure that we have a right spin. I'm not saying the Chinese do or don't own a bunch of land. I think we worry a little about that. I said a minute ago, the Japanese tried buying up all of our land. You see what he got them. They're pretty much bankrupt. Half past the hour on Good Day.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay. Here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A+ rating with the Better Business Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Thank you very much.
Just wanted to know if I should call 911.
No, we're doing very well. Thank you very much, though. Hot, humid, and hazy. It's summertime in New England. It's summertime where you are. It's been hot in Jennifer's backyard as well as my backyard. What temperature there yesterday, Jen?
Yesterday was great. Yesterday was just in the 80s, but, man, it had been smoking hot for the last couple of weeks.
The weekend,
right. So I hear from my local family spies who are there. Enjoying themselves, no doubt. It's 34 past the hour, 800-510-8255. Time for our 2020 news quiz. Put on your thinking caps. You can do a little research if you like. However you come up with the right answer, that's up to you. I just want the right answer. The discussion of lobbyists and how much it is that is spent by various corporations. The winner this past quarter, that is, in the past 3 months, which would have been April, May, and June, right? In the last 3 months, how much money do you think the Dow Chemical Company spent to lobby the government on issues ranging from trade to energy efficiency? Disclosure report came in last week. Dow is the king. This is what's with our system. And the number proves it. 800-510-8255. This is a number in the millions. For 3 months, how much money did Dow Chemical pay to its lobbyists to influence your legislators, Congress and the Senate, in just 3 months? Discussing trade issues.
Is it going to make our stomach hurt?
It's going to give you a wake-up call as to how bad the system is and what's really happening, because you wouldn't be able to come up with this kind of money in 3 months. You wouldn't, Jennifer. I wouldn't. Michael wouldn't. Richie wouldn't. And I'm guessing most of the people listening to this program would not be able to afford the amount of money in the millions to lobby the system. 800-510-8255. They lobbied before the Department of Commerce, Treasury, Health and Human Services, the EPA. They even, according to this report, sent someone to talk to a high-level White House advisor. So not only do they influence Congress, Senate, but they also are going into these various departments to talk to the bureaucrats. What do you think they're proposing? I want to know. I know that they went to these places, but I don't know what they talked about because it's not required by law to tell us, you, me, what they talk about. All right, so our job here in the next couple of minutes is to figure out how much money they spent in the last quarter. They said about, actually, if you look at the numbers, it's about the same from January through March as it was April through June. So you can tell me how much they've spent so far this year if you want and come up with the same sort of numbers. If you know what it is, want to win a swell Doug Steffen prize, and it's great fodder for conversation, much as anything else, 800-510-8255. This is just Dow Chemical alone. Imagine the number of people who are hired by these various big firms that have law offices. The law offices are basically lobbyists on K Street. That's mm-hmm. what K Street, you hear all the stories about K Street. That's sure. what K Street is. K Street is all the offices for these lawyers who are lobbyists. It's Lobbyville. Mm-hmm. Right. So Dow Chemical is the example, but Monsanto, I mean, you can go through, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of companies that are trying to influence legislation. So how much do they spend? This through this eye, you get an example or, you know, you get the info on just one company's lobbying efforts. 800-510-8255. Tell us how much money was spent the first part of the year by Dow Chemical to lobby certain members of Congress. You are welcome to take the next couple of minutes to do your homework, and then we'll get down to brass tacks. 800-510-8255. Okay, so Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a story. The Supreme Court, actually, is about to look into a case in Louisiana.
Okay.
Those of you listening in Louisiana, what do you think of this? The state registrar has refused to grant a same-sex couple their adopted son's birth certificate.
What?
The state registrar in Louisiana refusing to give a couple the birth certificate of their adopted son, and the reason that it's not forthcoming is because the couple is gay. They adopted their son in 2006, requested a birth certificate in 2007, and from that point to this, they have not gotten the birth certificate because the state of Louisiana doesn't recognize adoptions by unmarried parents. Whether they're gay or not apparently isn't the issue. It's that they are unmarried.
Hmm.
So they have filed suit against Louisiana, citing the adoption decree presented in New York must be adhered to because they adopted the child
yeah.
in New York. The full faith and credit clause and equal protection clause of the Constitution has been violated, so they say. So what do you think?
That's kind of an outrage.
It is kind of,
I'm a little upset for them.
Yeah. Why shouldn't they be able to get equal
well,
treatment.
If somebody found it the right way to, I mean, if they went through the proper channels, no matter yep. where they did it and they adopted, why yep. wouldn't they get to live in the state that they live in?
Because the state of Louisiana doesn't apparently want them types there. How's that? They don't.
But there's some worse
the state
types
says they don't
like.
Well, but I mean, under the circumstances, the state is saying, we don't like you. Mm-hmm. We don't like your type here. Get
right.
out of our state. That's what they're really saying. Fair or unfair?
Unfair.
Unfair.
That's my vote.
Yeah. All right. I mean, this isn't about whether we like it. The people so they kind of stretch these things, or they kind of just they do strange things under the circumstances with something that doesn't affect them. Who cares? Why would you care if a couple had a baby, and they wanted to love and adore this child, and the state of Louisiana, or whatever state, doesn't make a difference what
yeah,
your
there
state.
There are a lot of kids that need a lot of love out there.
Right.
And if you've passed all the tests, and if people feel that you're safe and a great home, why not take
exactly.
the baby? You know, why get trouble for that?
Yeah. All right. Anyway, some thoughts, 800-510-8255. That's an item of interest and importance. But I also want to know if you figured out how much money was spent by Dow Chemical in the first part of the year to lobby Congress. This is an interesting number and does tell you a story. I think it's a dramatic story. So what's that number? 800-510-8255. We have a mystery guest, sir. Would you come over here? I have told the audience that I have a mystery. Actually, I told Jennifer.
You told me, and then you wouldn't tell me who it was.
So if you sit down in that chair and you put the headsets on, and you can speak into that microphone. This is not the first time he has been on this program, and it's not the first time that I have talked to him on the air. But because he is one of Jennifer's favorites, pull the microphone. You can hear me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So now you can, your voice will become part of the ages. All right. So
ooh, that's just a laugh. Okay.
That's just a laugh, right? Exactly. Would you like to have a conversation with Jennifer? Would you like to? Don't tell her who you are.
Mystery
just,
guest.
Just give us a hint as to who you
what
might
color
be.
What color hair do you have?
Brownish blonde.
Yeah.
Brownish blonde.
Yep. Right. What color eyes do you have?
Blue.
Blue eyes.
Blue eyes.
Right. And let's see. What things can we give to Jennifer that would keep her from guessing actually who you are? How tall are you?
5'11".
5'11".
Hmm.
Okay. So he's just a little taller than me, Jennifer. And he's not as
bigger
tall
than
as
a bread
you.
Box.
He is bigger than a bread box. He has all of his teeth. Jennifer had an operation.
Oh, I don't.
Jennifer had an operation on her teeth yesterday. She's got a string hanging inside of her mouth.
Oh, nice.
Very attractive.
Yes.
Yeah. Very attractive.
Anybody? I think I'm going to move somewhere good where people appreciate a one-toother.
Good yeah. picture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great picture. All right. So you're an administrator. Is that a fair? This is like, what's my line?
That would be fair.
Fair. He's an administrator.
He's an administrator. Okay. Have I ever campaigned for you?
Actually, you have.
Yes.
Did
in
I
a
ever,
strange way.
Yes, you have.
Did I ever pass out buttons with your name on them?
No.
No.
No. You did not. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Right. Let's
see. This is a tough one.
He's older than you are.
Mm-hmm.
Has a responsible job.
Mm-hmm.
Does a responsibly respectable job at the job. Respectable at what he does. All right.
Have we met in person?
Actually, yes, you have.
Hmm.
Yep.
In California.
Yep.
I already guessed this.
How did you? What do you mean you guessed it?
Did we meet at a wedding?
Yes, you did.
All right. Do you want to take a moment to think? The best way to keep up the excitement is to have a few commercial words, and then the mystery guest will be revealed.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so nervous.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm pulling at the string on my tooth.
Okay, that's very attractive. All right, here's the story on Salon Pause. You've heard me now. There are some people. This gentleman is a runner. He's, as a matter of fact, he's getting ready to go out and run, take his morning run. And I would imagine, sir, that you have aches and pains here and there.
Oh,
which part of your body aches the most?
Oh, my gosh, my knees.
Your knees, okay.
Yes.
So I have for you a patch, actually a couple, one for each knee. Salon Pause is the company that's come up with these patches. They have things that, it's an amazing thing, actually. Get rid of the pain without a prescription. This is for people who don't do a good job with pills. You know, people upset stomach, all that stuff. Why would you want that? Here's long-lasting relief. It'll take you 12 hours. This is a patch that you can get at Salon Pause. Go to DougStephan.com or DrKenshow.com, and you'll see the Salon Pause button there. You press on that, get a free couple of patches sent to you so you can put them on your knees. Now, if you're really hurting, sir, you can go to the local Walgreens, and there are several of them around here, CVS's as well, Rite Aid. You can get where you come from. Let's see, what are there?
There are two of those.
There are two of Rite Aid's?
There's a Rite Aid and there is a CVS.
Yeah, okay. So you
in
can go
in the big metropolis where I live.
Yeah, all right. So you can go to the local stores, and you can buy these and put them on your knees. But if you'd like to have a free sample, like folks in the audience, you go to DougStephan.com, Salon Pause button, click on that, put in the info, you'll get your free patches. Sound like a deal?
Excellent. Yeah.
Excellent deal. 14 before the hour, the mystery guest revealed in a moment here on Good Day.
Yeah. If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise?
Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Another great American day, 12 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. And Jennifer is about to learn. Actually, Jennifer guessed.
I guessed. Come on, this is my buddy. I campaigned for this man.
Yes, you did.
I did.
And it's, sooner or later, that'll do you some good.
Jimmy Troja, yay! Is that right, Dougie? Is that the mystery guest?
James D. Troja is the Vice President of Institutional Advancement at Heidelberg University
so
in Tiffin,
fancy.
Ohio. He's doing an Eastern trip to see if he can wring some more money out of some of our fair graduates. I'm sending him off on his way.
Are you one of them, Doug?
No, I've already given thanks.
You didn't check your couch for coins or anything?
No. The other thing on the couch here was Charlotte last night. Charlotte was Jimmy spent the night in Brendan's room, and Charlotte has a favorite couch in there. Charlotte is the funniest thing. When there is whoever it is that's a guest, Charlotte wants to visit with a guest. So at some point in time, she got off of my bed and went. She was whining at the door because I closed the door to sort of protect her. I never closed the doors, but I did to protect Jim. And so I let her go out, and I figured Jim would close the door, but he didn't close it all the way. So Charlotte,
yes, she did come in. Yes.
Wandered in.
She's a snorer. How did you do in there?
You know, I heard her a little bit, but I think she might have come in and then went right back out for whatever reason, because I didn't hear her.
Didn't bother.
She was just surveying. Yeah.
She was just checking it out.
Yeah, no, she just wants to know everybody's okay.
Yeah, the best around. Part of this house, though, I got to tell you, in this studio, is the chair that Charlotte sits in when Doug's on the air. There is a massive hole on the back side of the chair and on where she lays.
Yep.
And from her gnawing and, I'm assuming, just repetitiveness.
What happens?
I do that while I listen to this show, too.
Do you?
Charlotte, if I'm not here, Charlotte will stay in that chair. And that, like, if I have to go away overnight and I can't take her with me, she works at it. She digs at it with her paws and doesn't.
Just a nervous tick.
Kind of whatever.
Yeah.
Normally she's fine. She just climbs in it, sticks her nose everywhere. You have some pictures that you probably could upload.
I can. I will upload them to your site.
Yeah. All right. Okay. The other question here about Dow Chemical seems we're running ourselves a little short on time. This is the unbelievable truth, and many people will talk about this during the course of the day. Do you realize? The question might go, if you were having a conversation, let's say we were standing in the U building at Heidelberg University, and some of the people were wandering around, and they were, did you hear this morning on Doug Steffens' program that Dow Chemical spent $4.5 million lobbying, just one company lobbying in the first part of this year? Various, not only in Congress, but in the various offices, whether it be Treasury, Commerce, whatever, White House.
Those congressmen have
$4.5 million lobbying. You think that's healthy for America? 51 after on Good Day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Sweets tweet on Good Day. Jennifer is one of the sweetest.
Aww.
She's a tweeter.
I am.
Are
a
you
tweeter.
Actually, but probably more action on Facebook, right? Good Day Show. Facebook.com/
Good Day
Show.
Good Day Show, yes.
Yes. All right. You can find out. We can follow some of the passions that we have here. One of the passions we have is helping people out better living on Good Day with a focus on technology. For example, from the question and answer department, the Q&A, this is like a classroom, the Doug Steffen classroom of the year. Do you know how easy it is for a hacker to break into your cell phone with all of the focus on hacking at the Weekly World? What was the name of that newspaper that's gone in England? It's called the Week News of the World. Thank you.
News of the World.
News of
there
the World.
Go.
All right, so the News of the World is going to have an impact on Rupert Murdoch and his clan. It's going to put him out of business, but it isn't going to do him any good. Anyway, so here's the bottom line. It is a lot easier than you think. And this is what is troubling about this. A lot of you spend a lot of time. Jennifer, you pay your bills online, right? And,
mm-hmm.
the technology exists to pay them using your new cell phone.
You sure can.
Jim has his iPhone here. He's been taking pictures. You can send them. It's amazing in the palm of your hand what you hold, what power, what information. But at the same time, you are very vulnerable. So says Alex Goldfein. He will shock you with the facts. You may not like this, but I feel it is my job to give you the facts and nothing but the facts, ma'am. And that's next here on Good Day.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
With all the news of the British tabloid News of the World hacking into people's cell phones, there was a fascinating piece on CNET recently about a hacker demonstrating just how easy it is to do that. Basically, if you know what you're doing, literally, it takes 3 minutes to listen to anybody's voice messages from any phone. If you don't know what you're doing, it takes about half an hour. There's just a tiny bit of programming that a 15-year-old can write himself, or simply obtain that code and use it. That's how easy it is. Now, the News of the World people did it even more basically. They just called into cell phones and guessed that the users didn't change their default PIN or password, the one that comes with your phone before you're supposed to change. So, change your password. And, to be extra safe, set your phone to require your PIN or password even when checking messages from the phone itself. That would protect you from most of these hacking attempts. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Wow. How do you like that? It's that easy. People don't change. They do not change the PIN that they're given. I don't know. What's so unique? Do you remember what your PIN was when you?
No, but that's the first thing they tell you, though, to do is change that password. PIN.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But people don't do it. Yeah. Jennifer, you don't have an iPad.
I don't have an iPad, no. I don't have an iPhone either.
That's a new piece Doug's going to invent.
Coming out, right, exactly.
Exactly. I have a Droid. I'm a Droid girl.
That is mine, Jennifer.
See, that's we have a Droid? Doug, common, Jen.
Yeah, I've got the Droid X. Yeah.
Yeah. So under the circumstances, when you look at what the news of the world, this tabloid was doing, what Alex said, a 15-year-old can figure this out. And this is what astounds me about the news of the world, that there was nobody operating and sort of looking at this guy and seeing what he was doing and how far he was going. And it brings me back to, what's the private's name? Manning, right? Who gave all of the stuff to WikiLeaks?
Oh.
Manning. Private Manning. Who is, again, not a genius. Somebody who is on the totem pole, not much higher than Charlotte, in terms of what probably their responsibility is in the Army. Yet he had access to all of this information, and he passes along thousands and thousands and thousands of documents so they can put them up online. And under the circumstances, these things, as they happen over and over and over again, give cause to think about how I won't do any business. I may keep some records in a computer that doesn't have access to anything. There is no way in hell I would use any of the computers that I do. And Jennifer, Jimmy's
looking
at
it. A friend of mine this week was telling me her drama. She had her identity hacked, including her Social Security, and she will not pay anything online. So someone got a hold of an old payroll record, something like that, and got her social.
Right. So you have to be very careful.
It just happens, I think, no matter what you're using.
There's a survey from the Pew Internet Project found nearly a third of U.S. smartphone owners use them as their primary connection. Smartphone owners using them as their primary Internet connection, and they do their business on their smartphone. That is just plain dumb.
Yeah.
It really is. It's easy. Okay, yeah. So it's easy to get that. And, you get creamed that way. It's just not very, do I sound prejudicial? I say it's not very bright. Not very bright. So there it is. Ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause for James Troha, who helped us out in this hour, is our mystery guest.
Great to be with all of you.
59 after on Good Day.